Blackstone Publishing presents the Senate Intelligence Committee Report on Torture, Committee Study of the Central Intelligence Agency's Detention and Interrogation Program by the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki with Gabrielle DeCure.
Forward. On April 3, 2014, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence voted to send the findings and conclusions and the executive summary of its final study on the CIA's detention and interrogation program to the President for declassification and subsequent public release. This action marked the culmination of a monumental effort that officially began with the committee's decision to initiate the study in March 2009, but which had its roots in an investigation into the CIA's destruction of videotapes of CIA detainee interrogations that began in December 2007. The full committee study, which totals more than 6,700 pages, remains classified, but is now an official state report. The full report has been provided to the White House, the CIA, the Department of Justice, the Department of Defense, the Department of State, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the hopes that it will prevent future coercive interrogation practices and inform the management of other covert action programs. As the chairman of the committee since 2009, I write to offer some additional views, context, and history. I began my service on the State Intelligence Committee in January 2001. I remember testimony that summer from George Tenet, the director of Central Intelligence, that warned of a possible major terrorist event against the United States, but without specifics on the time, location, or method of attack. On September 11, 2001, the world learned the answers to those questions that had consumed the CIA and other parts of the U.S. intelligence community. For information on the events at the CIA, prior to September 11, 2001, see the final report of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks upon the United States, 9/11 Commission, and Office of the Inspector General report on accountability with respect to the 9/11 attacks. I recall vividly watching the horror of that day, to include the television footage of innocent men and women jumping out of the World Trade Center towers to escape the fire. The images and the sounds as their bodies hit the pavement far below will remain with me for the rest of my life. It is against that backdrop, the largest attack against the American homeland in our history, that the events described in this report were undertaken. Nearly 13 years later, the executive summary and findings and conclusions of this report are being released. They are highly critical of the CIA's actions, and rightfully so. Reading them, it is easy to forget the context in which the program began. Not that the context should serve as an excuse, but rather as a warning for the future. It is worth remembering the pervasive fear in late 2001 and how immediate the threat felt. Just a week after the September 11 attacks, powdered anthrax was sent to various news organizations and to two U.S. senators. The American public was shocked by news of new terrorist plots and elevations of the color-coded threat level of the Homeland Security Advisory System. We expected further attacks against the nation. I have attempted throughout to remember the impact on the nation and to the CIA workforce from the attacks of September 11, 2001. I can understand the CIA's impulse to consider the use of every possible tool to gather intelligence and remove terrorists from the battlefield. And CIA was encouraged by political leaders and the public to do whatever it could to prevent another attack. It is worth repeating that covert action authorities approved by the President in September 2001 did not provide any authorization or contemplate coercive interrogations. The Intelligence Committee, as well, often pushes intelligence agencies to act quickly in response to threats and world events. Nevertheless,